Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Brooks. The scripture is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 through chapter 3, verse 5. Since I first began reading this scripture, I was captivated by the focus on the gift of grace. I tried to think of all the ways I could define or come to terms in my mind what grace really is. As I pondered on this, verses of a song that I remember from long ago kept coming back to me. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. I think of the number of times I have sung this song in my life and never fully listened to the lyrics. At today's men's group meeting at church, we talked about the gift of grace and why we have trouble accepting the gift of grace. We gave several reasons, but the one reason that resonated with me is the idea of legalism. That is, if someone does something for me, then I must do something for them. I come from a long line of people with the justice gene. My grandmother had this gene. My mother had this gene. I have this gene. My youngest daughter has this gene. And her oldest son has this gene. Simply put, we believe that there are consequences for each act of untoward behavior you commit, and you must accept these consequences. We really struggle with those bad actions that go unpunished. I will admit that after having struggled with this affliction for many years, I concluded that maybe there is something to this idea of the gift of grace. As I read and studied more and listened to more sermons and songs about grace, I realized that grace was a gift from God that allowed each of us and others to be forgiven for our sins. After all, what hope would any of us have if all our sins were held against us and never forgiven? We humans struggle with the gift of grace, as it is so foreign to our selfish nature, and it is counter to how we react to one another in daily dealings. The gift of grace was driven home to me most recently during our Good Friday service in song lyrics, "Your wounds were my grace." Really think about this picture in your mind. Jesus is suffering on the cross, and through his horrendous wounds, our grace is provided. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Let us pray. Our mighty and merciful Father, let us delight in the gift of grace you so freely give to each of us. Let us share this gift with others we meet each day, being a little Jesus in our actions. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.